I am joined in the studio by the boys from Harper, and after a few technical difficulties, we should be ready to play another song. So which one are you going to play for us?
We're going to play a tune called Old Wounds That Never Heal.
Brilliant. Take it away. Very nice, guys. Very nice.
Cheers, man.
That one is called Old Wounds Never Heal.
That never heal, yeah.
That never heal, sorry. Any reasoning behind that song?
Not really. Just a good tune, innit?
That is true. That is true. So, while you're tuning down, Matt, would you like to talk to me about some dates you've got booked?
I'd love
for
to.
For gigs, yeah.
We got a pretty big week coming up, haven't we, boys?
Extra schedule, yeah.
Yeah, extra schedule. We're on the on Friday, we are playing at the Proud in Camden, which is just in the Stables Market.
Mm.
And we are playing a night that gets normally gets put on regularly in East London in Shoreditch by a Scroobius Pip.
Okay.
And this is the first night he's doing. I think it's like the first night he's doing and the last thing that he puts on before he goes off on proper tour. And we're opening for him, and just after us, the Big Pink are playing as well. I think they're doing a DJ set actually, but yeah, that's at Proud Cameron on, that's Friday, isn't it, boys?
Yeah, Friday.
Friday, yeah. And then the following, the preceding day, if you can't get to that one, we're playing at the, we're playing upstairs at the Islington Academy. And I think it's part of a, another club night called Old School Indie.
Yeah, Old School Indie night, yeah.
With a few bands as
yeah,
well, but
few,
we're on first
heads.
Again. But that would be good, like, really busy weekend, which kind of starts here.
Yeah.
You know, playing
You've
here.
Got a bit of a busy week, haven't you?
Busy week ahead, you know, got to make sure that everything's good in the camp and that everyone knows what we're doing, basically. Yeah. But yeah, we're very, very busy. And then I think the week after that, we are playing, I think it's called, yeah, we're playing in Hoxton at a venue called the Stag's Head.
Yep.
With a very good friend of ours, Kirsty's Metal Hands.
Okay. Yeah.
Our buddies.
Very
our
handsome
up,
drummer.
Our, yeah, we share the same drummer, Mr. Tobias Stacker here. What do you want to tell anyone, all the listeners about Kirsty's Metal Hands?
Kirsty's Metal Hands is kind of our sort of a brother band, isn't it? We're basically sort of one big group of...
Big happy family.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't have four guitar players and two bass players in the same band, so we had to make two, unfortunately.
Yeah, especially if you have all those instruments, you can't have just one
yeah.
drummer.
But a nice bit of trivia for the listeners is obviously front man is Matt's brother, Mr. Rob Broadbent.
Yeah, the man with the... The
man with a thousand shirts.
It's like Joseph and his Technicolor dream coat. It's like Robert and his golden flower covered
wrapping paper.
garments. Yeah.
So guys, you're gonna play us one more.
We got one more for you, man. Yeah, we got one more. We're gonna we're gonna have a chat after, hopefully.
Yeah.
We're gonna chat after. Okay. We're gonna have a chat after, but we're gonna play a different version that we worked up yesterday of current single "Feel So Hollow."
Okay.
A different version. This is gonna be interesting.
It's one for the collectors out there.
Yeah, it's one for the anthology. I just realised I've got baked beans on my jeans.
It's great rhyme.
Yeah, but should we do it anyway?
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Hollow,
find your brand new soul. But I feel so hollow right now. Don't you wanna give it all? I want to find your brand new soul. I'm touched by sinful blood, thoughts and bones. I want to find your brand new soul. But I feel so hollow right now. Don't you wanna give it all?
Very nice, guys. Very nice. Rendition of, it was kind of a cover of it, isn't it, sort of thing, an acoustic version of Feel So Hollow. Very different, and I quite like it. It's quite a nice little spin on it, especially with the whole Cranham at the end. I'm sure fans of Cranham will be cheering along.
It's the best place on planet Earth, isn't it? you gotta just nod your head sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, that is true. I am joined in the studio now, though, by a local band and good friends of mine, Harper.
Best friends.
Best friends, yes. So, let's have a little chat. So, how did Harper come about?
How did it? Well, I guess, really, when me and Daniel have always been writing songs since we were about 15. I tried to kick him into gear once, and we were trying to get some new songs written and stuff like that. And we got a few tunes written, like some of the songs you hear now. We just didn't have a rhythm, the right rhythm section, if I'm right, allowed to say that. Toby and Jam joined around about, was it May, chaps?
Yeah, around about then, wasn't it?
I think Jamie was slightly before. But Toby joined about a week after, and that's turned off. But yeah, and since then, been working hard, haven't we? You know, writing and recording.
Yeah, sounding good.
You know, doing everything possible.
Trying to keep proactive, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like when we knew it was the right, you know, group when Toby and Jam joined, because when we got together, we wrote another, like, I think it's like another six tunes or something together, and it was kind of flowing, and it hasn't stopped yet.
That could be taken in two ways.
Yeah, we haven't gotten on each other's nerves yet.
More the tune. I don't know about that. We haven't really stopped writing really since we got together. And we knew, I think for me anyway, when everyone was in the lockup, so to speak. When we were in the lockup. It's kind of our own little fortress. When we lock up rock.
Yeah, it helps having your own space. I mean, obviously, rehearsal studios are fine and dandy, but obviously, you're paying money and you kind of feel under pressure to to get something done by the end of the session.
But
so
4 hours, go.
Yeah, exactly. So you kind of feel like if you come out of that 4 hours without anything done, you feel like you've just sort of failed. But if you've got your own sort of space, it helps so much. Everybody's comfortable, laid back.
But at the same time, it is quite nice to put, like, deadlines but I completely agree with everything you just said. Well done.
If we've got a gig coming up, we're not going to sit around.
We'll work.
Yeah,
work
exactly.
Hard.
Don't like.
Yeah, we're not. You know, fancying around.
Not being funny as well. We've worked hard at the tunes to like. We've cut bits out. We've cut tunes out. Brought back in. We've messed with new guitars. We've done loads, haven't we? Getting the songs to sound as tight and the best that we can get them to sound.
Yeah.
Tonight is a bit of an exception, not to tightness, but like we didn't know how we were going to do it. Like if it was just going to be me.
Bit of a challenge.
That's a new challenges have been the order of the period in which we found ourselves together for a while.
It's hard, especially when we actually come down yesterday night to do the tunes acoustic, and it's like, hang on a minute. All of our tunes are riff based.
Yeah, they're all straight up rock tunes, aren't they?
Big old riffs, and obviously you can't really pull that off when you use the guitar. It's more chords.
Yeah, definitely. But I think we agreed on the tunes we were gonna do.
Yeah, they sounded good. The three songs.
We had to
bit of problems with the bass.
Many a problem with the bass.
But,
yeah, but it's cool. We'll listen to it back.
No. It's all good, man.
So you mentioned the lockup. I obviously know what the lockup is, but Toby, for people that don't know what the lockup is, would you like to explain?
A very select few people know what the lockup is.
For the moment, yeah.
No, the lockup is kind of a concept of us. Obviously, it's kind of the informal name for the rehearsal studio, sort of obviously us and Curses on Hands rehearsing. And it's basically kind of... It's not necessarily like we're creating a new genre. It's kind of... It just... We feel that that's kind of a staple of our sound. I don't really know how to put it. Like we're just turning it. We're just gonna roll with it. See what happens. I mean, obviously we've got the lockup, which obviously is a recording studio now as well. See, Alex, I've got your lot and our Crooked Era coming into the studio next week to record.
Yep.
And we're also putting on some nights very soon.
I mean, like we're gonna this year. We're really running with the idea of Lock Up Lock with the boys from Curse at the moment, like just them exclusively at the moment with us too, you know, simply because it is like a family. But what we're going to do is we're going to put on, I think this is actually an exclusive. We're playing like our first night down the road at the Hermit next month in February. February the 21st, I believe. That's the first official Lock Up Rock gig. Like we're going to be marketing that, not kind of like as a brand, I guess, but we've got a gig together, as I said, next Friday at the Stag's Head in Oxon, basically we're just trying to run it, and you know, because it's like a guise of a label, because we're going to do it all ourselves and launch it as much as possible, you know, and you're going to hear a lot more about it. Like we're going to launch the site, the YouTube channel soon. We're going to be doing a few really really interesting things that, you know, sometimes you feel like you gotta get a label in. We're trying to be as proactive as possible, as we said earlier, you know?
We're just trying to do as much without having, obviously, anybody that's listening to this now and that's in a band knows what promoters are like in London.
In the capital city of London.
Exactly. We're just trying to cut the middleman out, do the nights ourselves. Obviously, we can hire out the venues, control the drink prices, and everybody leaves happy. It's not like... We're not doing it like promoters in London. We're not aiming to make like money out of it. I mean, obviously a profit would be nice, but we're not aiming to make. We're just aiming to make enough money to survive, basically.
We want to make our tunes, play our tunes to people, and have a good time doing it.
The main thing is create a nice community of people that love making music, a good group of bands. I mean, obviously we're always open to new bands joining the cause. Sort of create like a nice little scene around, because I think that's what Essex is missing. Like it's missing a music scene.
That's a big
scene.
Statement, man.
Yeah,
it's a big old statement. I'm gonna
lay it out there.
Cards on the table. Yeah.
So if someone were to stumble across Harper and they didn't know whether to click on like a YouTube link or something, what would you describe to them? Like one sentence to describe the sound of Harper.
Do it.
One sentence to describe the sound. Yeah, do it.
I thought I knew that when it started, that's a sentence I can like lay out down. It's like ballsy bluesy rock music with an English accent on top of it. But now I don't sing in an English accent. No, I do. I don't know, it's too difficult, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think it would be like terms and conditions apply. something stupid and cliched like that.
Okay,
but yeah, just find out for yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
listen to it and just see what you
lock up rock, you know. That's all it is. Yeah. We were also thinking of getting a lock up and calling it the rock up lock. Lock up locks, lock up rock for rock up lock. But no, I don't know how to. I think that's the best way of describing it in a sentence.
Yeah,
lock up rock is a short sentence, but it's a good one. Sometimes the best sentences are the shortest ones, aren't they?
That is true. That is true. So bands that inspire the sound of Harper, though.
Bands.
Oh, here we go.
Bands.
Here we are. It's got to be more like individual influences that then create the sound that is Harper, because obviously everybody in the band listens to, I wouldn't say very very different music, but everybody listens to different music.
Yeah.
And that we all bring that energy to Harper. It's not to the sense where like I'm listening to Billy Cobham tunes and then I'm coming back and I'm burning fusion licks over a blues riff that Matt's
I am though.
Yeah.
No, I don't know, like, bands that sound like us. I mean, like, I think normally when people press us for it, I think it's just like, listen to like Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, Queens of the Stone Age, Black Keys, you know?
Yeah.
The Arctic Monkeys.
Drop them in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll steer away from that, steer clear of that. But people would probably point to that.
Yeah.
As well, you know?
But it's not like
we're trying to be. Like, I love all that stuff, don't get me wrong, but it's like you're always trying to do your own thing with it, you know? You don't want to be like, oh, they sound so much like this band, which is probably the problem I've got with indie music at the moment.
Definitely.
We're trying to be like 2006 again, and that wasn't even that great, was it, really?
No. So, are there any more plans for any more recordings at all?
Well, this is the thing with the lockup. We're going to try and get a single out soon. We're going to try and get a couple of singles out this year.
Yeah,
I think we're still in two minds,
aren't we?
I mean, really, at the moment, we're kind of we're working hard to get Phil Soello out there because we do feel it's the best representation of the band at the moment. Do you agree?
Yeah.
From what we've got recorded, but like, what we're going to do, we're going to try and jump into another studio, get a bit of air from the lockup, you know, record an EP. And then we've got some really good ideas for a new, for it. We've got the tunes, we just got to kind of get in there.
Yeah.
You know, get in there, work hard for a weekend. Because like we said, like, you've got to, sometimes going into a studio and having that deadline is better. Because you don't want to mess up, you don't want to think about it. Well, you do want to think about it, you don't want to work hard, but it's like, you want to, you know, you can go in there and do it, and then you can be free with your ideas for the next, like, 4 days, whatever you got in there. But, I mean, we can't keep our cards close to our chest right now, but it's definitely coming. We're trying to get winters, we're going to get these couple of weeks out of the way, and then we're going to assess where we're at.
Yeah, because it's quite a hectic sort of January for us, isn't it? And then,
it's the thing, everyone talks about January being depressing. Quite excited about the prospect of a new year.
Got quite a lot going on, haven't we?
World Cup as well. Not that matters, but, like, you know.
Could be having a single going to the World Cup, maybe.
We're playing Rio. Yeah, we're playing them. We're playing on top of the... No, that's Brazil. Brazil are going to be, like, they're going to have lock up. I don't think international teams can have that, can they? But, like, the sponsors on their shirt. But we're going to be playing on top of the Jesus statue.
That'd be pretty cool.
And the sound system itself is going to be on on multiple helicopters. So it's going to be wires through the sky.
I think
it came
out of Jesus' mouth.
That would be really cool. Cool, wouldn't it? Or out of his ears even.
Yeah.
That'd be probably more fitting. Or out of his feet.
Maybe you've got to start speaking to the organisers and make it happen.
I don't think that'll.
No. Me and Sepp had a little bit of a falling out.
So where can people go to find out more about Harper if they haven't already?
My house.
Toby's house. We got the tunes that are up. Wherever you find it, it's free. But probably predominantly, you're gonna go to our SoundCloud page, which is www.soundcloud.com/HarperBandUK. HarperBand UK, and basically put that on any social network. Well, not MySpace, but like Facebook and Twitter. You can type that into Google and you'll find us.
It's got the website.
Yeah, it's got the website as well. That was designed and put up by the wonderful
the artistic
Daniel Bhattacharya on lead guitar and backing vocals, who's not here today, he's otherwise engaged, but you can find the website, the Facebook links, that's facebook.com/HarperBandUK, and I believe you always put links up of bands on.
Yes, I do.
So if you've heard this show and liked what you heard, listeners,
head over to Phoenix FM's website. It'll be up there, won't it?
Should be.
Yeah, I'll stick it up on my page in the next couple of days. You can find all of the videos and the interview itself, as well as the songs that they have played tonight, on the website. That will be going up in the next couple of days. But for now, thank you guys for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
No worries.
Good night.